Greetings, Blind Cool Tech. This is Clement Chu reporting from Vancouver, Canada. I am a new person, shall we say, when it comes to podcasting. Today, we are going to talk about mainstream gaming. Because it's a very interesting subject. Now, we are going to talk about one game in particular. This is the Mortal Kombat game. The Mortal Kombat game has a very interesting history in terms of mainstream gaming, because it was first released in 1992, back in the old arcade days and DOS days. It had a very mythical and supernatural storyline in it, and it's grown a lot since then. I will be describing each of the games in as much detail as I possibly can, with demos, if possible. This is part one of the Mortal Kombat cast, by the way. Part two is being done by Riz, who is, like me, an avid mainstream gamer. Okay, let's get down to business. We can't stand around here watching all day and listening. So, Mortal Kombat 1. What was that like? Mortal Kombat 1 featured a very unique storyline. 7 characters, very gruesome graphic effects, and very interesting speech. The storyline was, I will tell you what, I'll go to the official Mortal Kombat site, which has every single Mortal Kombat thingy I can find in it, and I'll let you hear the storyline.
Run dialogue.
Sorry guys, but this podcast was not done,
titled it
professionally.
Desktop.
Shall we say?
Microsoft Inter.
Because I never do things professionally.
100%.
So if you get bored with me or something, just
Mortal.
Ditch this podcast or something. Okay.
Posted. Mortal.
Now, I'm going to go to my links list.
Links list. Mortal Kombat Secrets. Message 4. Mortal Kombat.
That's the first game. I'll read you the release details and the storyline.
Mortal Kombat Secrets. Mortal Kombat. Land. Link Mortal. Land. Link graph, link switch, Google, link group, basic information.
It's really hard to navigate. Well, it's not really that hard, but there's a lot of stuff you have to get past, too.
This game was released for arcade, PC, DOS, Sega Genesis, Sega CD, Sega Game Gear, Sega Master System, SNES, Game Boy, Amiga, handheld LCD, Tiger MK markets. PlayStation 2 as part of Mortal Kombat Deception Premium Pack, Xbox as part of Mortal Kombat Deception Collector's Edition, Jax TV Plug and Play. Land, to be released on.
We will be discussing Deception later, but
cell phones Java platform developed by Link THQ Wireless. Release date unknown yet, project is on hold. PlayStation Portable as part of Midway Arcade Treasures Ultimate Classics. Release date fall 2005. PC emulated arcade version as part of Midway Arcade Treasures Deluxe Edition. Release date 2005. Land. Release date arcade 1992. PC Sega Genesis, Game Gear, Sega Master System, SNES, Game Boy, handheld LCD 1993.
As you heard, it was
basic information
released for
arcade link. Story link.
There you go. This game was released for PC, DOS, and Sega Genesis. The Genesis, Game Boy, SNES, and everything else was
Google
either
Land,
a console
link
or
Chinese,
an LTE.
Kung Fu Unit. Link app.
So they don't
link
really
graphic. Land. Choose your.
They didn't really
link
yet.
Google.
We don't.
Google.
Not a lot of
Link Mortal
people
story,
I know
land.
Use it, so I'll get into that later. But here's the storyline of Mortal Kombat 1.
G-O-R-O-L-I-V-E-S.
Land. Oh, whoops. Wrong line there. Okay.
A 2,000-year-old half-human, half-dragon, Goro has remained undefeated for the last 500 years. He won the title of Grand Champion by defeating Kung Lao, a Shaolin fighting monk. It was during this period that the tournament fell into Shang Tsung's hands and was corrupted. Land, PC exclusive story. Land, attention. The Imperial Court of Immortals invites warriors of all styles to compete in a tournament of Land, Mortal Kombat. Land, the contest will be held on the island fortress of Shang Tsung. Located in the center of the Lost Sea. Land, grand prize. Your continued existence. Land, information.
There you go. That is the storyline to the original Mortal Kombat. That was released in 1992 with 7 characters. Very
Mortal
interesting
Kombat.
Storyline.
Mortal Kombat 2.
That fell into everything and the gameplay itself. Now, Mortal Kombat 1, quoted from a video I had taken arcades by storm in that it was very, very successful during its time period. For two main reasons. One, because it was the first game to have that much blood and gore in it that I knew of. And second of all, it was the first game to have fatalities. What were fatalities? Fatalities were special button sequences, which you could enter when this person... Okay, first of all, I'll explain how the game worked. For the arcade versions, you'd insert your coins, you'd start off at a screen, you'd press the start button, then you'd be shown the character selection screen. Now, it's a screen, not a menu. There's a difference. In menus, unless there were sub-menus, there were only 2 arrow keys that would get you anywhere. The up arrow and the down arrow. In selection screens, such as the case of Mortal Kombat, the characters weren't set up in a menu. They were set up more in a grid-like style with certain characters on the top row, a few on the next row, etc. You can ask somebody to describe it to you if you download emulated versions of Mortal Kombat 1 and the emulator called MAME 32. Go Google that, and you should find something. If not, well, then I will send you the files that are needed to be enjoying this game. Right, now, where were we? Yes, the select screen. So, there were 7 characters. The characters' names follow. Kano, Johnny Cage, Liu Kang, Raiden, Scorpion, Sub-Zero, and Sonya. Now, you might think that these characters are just random fighters, but they are not. They have their own biographies and their own endings in the games. Kano is a member of what they called the Black Dragon, which was a very ominous criminal organization, shall we say. Now,
shop.
He had... Sorry, I'm just making sure Windows
Mortal
are
Kombat Gold
crashing on me and
Gold
stuff. Like I said, I'm not professional, so I don't edit things that much, but I'll redo it if anybody wants me to. Kano is on the run from Lieutenant Sonya Blade, which was... it was her destination to find Kano and to arrest him. Because she was the modern day... She and Kano are the modern day kind of people. They don't live lives of religion or anything special like that. They're just a gangster and a special forces agent. And... They don't like each other much, by the sounds of it. Okay, Johnny Cage, who is he? He is a movie star who has something about being thought of as a fake by the press. And he wants to prove that he is a noble fighter and a real one, because he is. He's not your average fighter. In the Mortal Kombat movie, in fact, that was released in 1995, he was invited by one of his film shot directors or something like that into the tournament. The tournament was a very supernatural thing, like you probably heard in the storyline. Raiden is the god of thunder and the protector of the realm of Earth. We'll get into realms later. Liu Kang is a Shaolin monk who is from China and part of the Order of the Temple of Light. Or Temple of the Order of Light, rather. Sorry. Now, they were all dragged into this tournament thing, which was once used to fight for honor among men. But when Shang Tsung, a sorcerer from God knows where it was, I can't remember, I'll look that up later on the podcast. He was a sorcerer, I can remember that much. And he wanted to claim that realm for himself, or for his superior, rather, who was ordering him to use the tournament as an entrance for him to come into the realm and invade. Now, Goro is not human either. He was there in the storyline, a 2,000-year-old half-dragon, half-human who killed Kung Lao, who is Liu Kang's ancestor. And he defeated him, and then Liu Kang came. Right. I forgot. Sorry. I'm not thinking well today. Fatalities. I was starting out to mention them, but I think I forgot to finish what they were. They were button sequences which you could enter at a certain time. First of all, how did actual gameplay work? The game consisted of two rounds during which the announcer or commentator in this case would say,
"Land, fight, screen, fight, 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 fight."
Dang it.
Repeat mode is off.
When I was on a loop there.
MK2.
So, the announcer would come up and say,
"Fight!"
Now, no, this is the speech from MK2, which I'll be discussing later as well. They didn't have this kind of speech, which was that clear in Mortal Kombat 1. I had the speech somewhere, but I didn't have time to dig it up, so at the end of two rounds, the announcer would say,
"Finish him!"
Or,
"Finish her!"
Depending on the thingy here. And then you could end, you had a certain amount of time. In MK1, I believe it was around 3 or 4 seconds to punch in the button sequence, which was something like forward, back, 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 back. Wait, it was forward, back, 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 high punch at a close distance. So distances were a key part in the fatality performing. Distances. Close was practically right up against your opponent. Sweep was around the distance that you could trip your opponent by doing the sweep technique, which was back and low kick. And far, because we'll get into that later, is as far from the opponent as possible, basically a full screen away. So, once you punch in a sequence, the music would change and become a very, very ominous kind of tone thing. And then...
MK2.
Sorry, I'm not thinking straight or working straight today. That's what I guess happens when you're a teenager. But, where was I? Yes, once you changed from regular state, once you entered the button sequence and changed from finisher to finishing move sequence time to fatality time, everything suddenly goes wild. You would hear a drastic change in music, and you would hear some sort of very, very disgusting occurrence. In Mortal Kombat 2, there was a one where one of the new characters was introduced to the game at that time of Mortal Kombat 2, called Baraka, would skewer his opponent with his swords that came out of his arms because he wasn't human, and he would skewer the person, and while blood was dripping from their bodies, he'd slide them down his sword and pull it out. Right, and then the announcer would say something like, where am I?
MK2 Bay Ballad.
Sorry, I'm using
MK2 Baraka
speech files because it works better for
Baraka.
I would say that
MK2
followed by
wins Baraka.
Oh, jeez. So it would say
Bay Ballad Baraka wins Baraka.
A lot faster than that, though.
Wins Baraka. Wins Baraka.
MK2 welded dot wah.
Okay, I won't go try any of it, but it would say Baraka
MK2
wins Baraka.
MK2 fatality.
That fast, though. Like, when it was saying it backwards, not when I clicked the right files. And then it would say
fatality.
To know that there was a fatality. And then that was a fatality, because it was basically a cutscene where, or a sequence rather, where you would say, where you would see, say, the man being slid down on the blades, and getting pulled out, or pulled off the edge of the blades. I'm using MK2 speech because Mortal Kombat 1 was very, very bad sounding. I won't even get into that. But, okay. On with Mortal Kombat history.
Mortal Kombat Secret. Link
Mortal
Kombat
2. Mortal Kombat 2 was released in 1993, so 1 year after its predecessor.
Land. Copyright. Go to top.
I'll read you the storyline because they really give you an insight as to what was going on at the time.
Google Ads frame.
The basic end of the first Mortal Kombat is
500 land. 500.
Liu Kang defeats Shang Tsung. This is part of the Mortal Kombat history, like it's the timeline. It's not the actual storyline of the game, because the game itself doesn't have an ending. The endings can vary from character to character, which is something I like about this game, because it makes you want to beat it again and again until you find out the endings for every character. So, let's read the storyline here.
500 years ago, Shang Tsung was banished to the Earth Realm. With the aid of Goro, he was to unbalance the Furies and doom the planet to a chaotic existence. By seizing control of the Shaolin Tournament, he tried to tip the scales of order towards chaos. Only 7 warriors survived the battles, and Shang Tsung's scheme would come to a violent end at the hands of Liu Kang. Facing execution for his failure and the apparent death of Goro, Tsung convinces Shao Kahn to grant him a second chance. Shang Tsung's new plan is to lure his enemies to compete in the outworld where they will meet certain death by Shao Kahn himself. Hottest inform him. Shao Kahn. Land. Hottest information.
New character. Shao Kahn. He was not playable in this version because he was the final boss character of the entire game.
Mortal
in that you'd fight up a ladder of bosses,
Mortal Kombat 3 Link.
Or characters actually, until you got to Shao Kahn and his sub-boss, Kintaro. The characters in this game are as follows. Liu Kang, Kung Lao, Johnny Cage, Reptile, Sub-Zero, Shang Tsung, Kitana, Jax, Melina, Baraka, Scorpion, and Raiden. You'll notice some new names here. Melina is Kitana's supposedly twin sister. Baraka is a Tarkata, who is a race, which are a race of nomadic warrior things serving Shao Kahn. And they basically serve him as a kind of, see him as a kind of king, in a sense. Here's how we get to more realms. Outworld. What is Outworld? Outworld is a wasteland. Wasteland, sorry. It is a realm which is not on Earth, but you get to that through portals. You would do something like, this is the storyline, but I'll give you an example of how the people in that game universe traveled between realms. You'd go to the place called the Nexus, which is, you know, stuff where all portals kind of link up to, and then, which is kind of between realms, and then you would travel to Outworld via a portal. Now, Shao Kahn likes ruling realms. He's had an addiction to that for some odd reason or other, and then now he wants to conquer Earthrealm. So,
Link Mortal Kombat.
That's your basic storyline for MK2. What was new about it? Sound quality improved majorly. When I say majorly, I mean majorly. There were various new improvements. New characters, for one thing. Within accessibility terms, there was a bit added. However, the developers didn't know about blind people who played Mortal Kombat at the time, so blind people had to figure that out themselves. The thing that was added was the accessibility of the character grid. Instead of randomly placed characters, they were all fixed. This was in Mortal Kombat 1 too, but now there are an even number of 12 characters. There are it's easier to navigate the selection grid. Get what I mean? So you get, you know, stuff like Liu Kang, Kung Lao, Johnny Cage, and Reptile were on the second row. Sub-Zero, Shang Tsung, Kitana, and Jax on the second row. And Melina, Baraka, and Scorpion and Raiden on the last row.
Link Mortal Kombat 3.
Right. Now, I'll cover those two, and sometime perhaps I'll come back and do another one. But in the meantime, let's get down to a few, or
folder
few
view list view. MK2 speech. Folder.
Game.
Title is MK2
game demos. Because Shopping I want to show you what the game sounded like.
One. MK2 fatality.
Okay,
for a list of gold
wave. So we're in gold wave. Now I'm going to go into the emulator I discussed earlier. I will come back and cover Mortal Kombat 3, 4, and 5, and 6 later on, but Riz is going to do specifically on...
Title is MAME 30.
I think Jaws is frozen.
Ultimate Mortal,
here, so, okay, no,
Mortal Kombat 2 Rebel 3.1.
We will use this version as our
unloading
demonstration
Jaws,
copy.
MAME 32.0.9.
You might hear a bit of stuff going on because MAME 32 isn't that stable, so if it doesn't come up, I'm going to have to use a screen reader to make it come up. Okay. Let's hope this works. Jeez. Hello? Mr. Mame? Are you here? Maybe not. Okay, let me try something here before I jump to Window Eyes or Jaws. I'm gonna try running Windows Task Manager. Name, Comment 2, Tab, End Task, and Alt E out of there. Alright. Now, I should be back in MAME 32. Always worked before, I don't know, but it should work. Alright, let's try hitting enter again. See if it makes a difference this time, because while the game is good, it's not possible to do a podcast on it on demos. Without demos, I mean. Okay, seems like Mortal Kombat doesn't like my computer, so I'm going to see if I can do anything about that here. Because like I said just now, Mortal Kombat is one of those games you cannot live without. Well, I can't live without it anyways. Okay, so we're going to load Window Eyes. If it loads. It's the only thing I don't like about MAME 32, sometimes you can get a bit sluggish and it won't load the game unless you try it a few times. This is what I don't appreciate
emulations.
Ah, there you go.
MAME 32 0.9.
MAME 32 0.9.
Mortal Kombat 2 Rebel 9.0. Mortal Kombat.
Okay, I'm gonna start. Just to make sure my recording still
top left. File left. Pull down. Gold wave. Record 2802.613. Record 20. Untitled. Record 2805.613. Record 2810. File left. Pull down. Record 2811.963. Record 2812.263. Untitled. Record 2817.363.
Okay, I think it is working. All right, now go to Mortal Kombat 2, and I'm gonna press Enter with Window Eyes loaded because I want to find out what the heck is wrong with this thing. So, no, there's my phone. I'm gonna ignore it. Somebody picked it up.
Gold wave. Main Mortal Kombat 2 Rebel 3.1 MK2.
Right. Now it should come up with something. It's being cooperative, which it is not. Right, I'm going to have to
name Mortal Kombat 2 Rebel 3.0
because okay, never mind, it is working. But I'm going to have to unload Window Eyes because
MAME Mortal Kombat 2 Rebel 3.1 MK2 minimized.
Is that it seems to slow down.
MAME Mortal Kombat. Window Eyes active.
Right,
okay, button.
This. And I'm gonna have to turn my speakers up so you might hear a bit of feedback. Right. I am doing a versus match here to start off with. And I will choose Baraka as my character. As you said and announced which character I chose, I'll choose Jax as my opponent. Now you'll notice that it has very good speech feedback. There you go, you heard that. I'm gonna pummel him for a while. Where is he? Oh, yeah, there you go. Now, there are special moves and projectiles, which I'll do is spark toss by pressing down, back, plus high punch. Right. Projectiles is something I have to get into. First, projectiles are special moves, and special moves are things that do more damage than regular punches and kicks do, so more than that. Or that. The sound can be deceiving though, as they didn't really have much of a difference in sound. An uppercut wasn't a special move, it was simply a special hand technique. Alright, now the back and forward system, how does that work? You'll ask. If you're on the left side of the screen, which the first character always is, then you'll always be facing forward, which is to the right. So back would be left. Forward would be your right arrow. Back would be your left arrow. Now I'm going to throw him to the right or left side, and that can happen. You can either do that. Now he's on the left side, or I can jump across. So now I'm on the left side. Now I'm going to attack him again, because I want to show you the fatality. Oh, okay, never mind. It didn't work out. My bad. Okay, I'll pummel him again. Chose reptile this time. Each player, by the way, starts on a certain character. Part 1, character starts on Liu Kang. Okay, second player starts on Liu Kang. Now, besides hearing the who wins, what type of victory it was, you also heard it say something like outstanding. That is a kind of comment it'll randomly make if you do a really superb kind of combo or something, like an uppercut, for instance. You get something there. So I'm just gonna pummel him for a bit until I could kill him. Right. He's impaling him. He slides him down the blades. There you go. Now, I'm gonna insert two more coins. I'll do another one for you. This one done by
Gintama
versus a reptile again. Now, it's a very fast-moving game. This game is. And I'll have to show you an arcade match as soon as I finish this one. It's way harder to do a fatality in an arcade match because you have to be fast and you have to get to the right distance at the right time. And like I've said, you only have a certain amount of time. That with a throw. Now, just let me do this fatality and show you how gross they can get. She's gonna kiss him. You might think it might be romantic, but not. And he's gonna swell and burst. Alright. Okay, that was another fatality. I forgot to mention, though, some fatalities require you to hold down a certain button. Say, block, for example. Or high punch. The thing is, if you hold high punch, when it says finish him or her, you are most likely going to hit him, and any physical move, such as a punch or kick, will end the chance you have to do a fatality. So make sure you use that button as your last hit, unless it's block. Then you can use any button you wish. Right, I'm going to play 2 arcade matches, and then we'll wrap up this podcast. There you go. He beat me. I'll try this again. See, some people don't finish with fatalities, they uppercut you instead. Right, now I'm gonna use Baraka because he seems to be the best character I can operate with. Sorry, this emulator is a bit sluggish when you're recording as well, so. Ouch. Alright. I'll try this one more time and I'll make sure I finish it this time. I'll play cheap if I have to. Seem to notice it because it ignored me. Fatality.
Baraka wins. Fatality.
And I'll play one more match just to wrap this up.
Round one, fight.
Is the movie star, which is very egocentric. Smart. different one. This is the stage fatality. What exactly did he do? He hit the ground. Because this pit is a wasteland. And we were fighting on a bridge. Now I just exited out of the emulator game there. What happened was, I tipped him off the bridge.
Window eyes 5.5. Name 320.
Right, I'll close that.
Gold wave. Untitled 3 normal gold.
I should make sure that...
Untitled 3 normal. Start menu. All gold.
My stereo mix was still
not open office dot accessories A.
I didn't
Accessive
want
entertainment.
You guys to miss that
Volume
one.
Control
so
V. Menu closed.
Because I'll have to do that all over again if
Volume
that happened.
Control. Options
right.
P. Properties are Exit X. Menu closed. Start menu. All gold. New office dot accessories entertainment. Volume control V. Menu closed. Volume control. Options people. Properties are 32 of 64 track bar. Adjust volume for recording R. Volume control. Recording control. Volume 400. Advanced A. Volume. Select S checkbox. Check mono mix. 32 of 64 track bar. Balanced track bar 32 of 64. 400. Select S checkbox. Uncheck stereo mix.
Okay, there you go.
Gold wave. T wave.
Right. Now I'm going to wrap this up with a few closing comments. First of all, Mortal Kombat is a very accessible game. It's good for playing if you feel like beating somebody up, because Mortal Kombat certainly does the job, as I showed you earlier. And
top left, by left pull down, record 4151.912.
It definitely is very
bottom
accessible.
Left.
I would recommend this game for anybody who likes gaming or just simply wants something to do on a boring day. Right. Well, that wraps this up, and I will give you all my contact info so you can email me or do whatever you want. My email, MRX, that's MRX underscore 3536 at hotmail.com, 3536. So again, it's MRX underscore 3536 at hotmail.com. Right. Or you can Skype me. That is Sherman, Sherman, 3929. All one word. And if you ever go on Team Talk, expect to see me there as Clement. Oh, as another fact, you could add me to your MSN with the same address as my email. Because I like MSN and I use it quite frequently. So add me first. Send me your comments though, because I want to see how I can improve it. And I want to talk to Riz about doing the Mortal Kombat 6 podcast over Skype. So we can both kind of help with the demo there. Well, that wraps this thing up, so I hope you enjoyed my first podcast. If you don't, feel free to swear at me or spaz at me or whatever you want to do over email or Skype. It doesn't matter. I can take both. And I will be back some other time to do more gaming casts and probably even some casts about general life in Canada here. Because it is a very interesting thing. Live in such a country. Well, that's Blood in the Combat, brought to you by Clement Chu from British Columbia, Canada. Beep, beep.